Thank you, sir.
Good morning, and thank you. A lot going on.
I don't even know where to start. Let's start with your opinion on what you heard from the president last night.
I didn't hear all of the speech. I had some meetings in the district. Like a lot of the State of the Union speeches, they tend to be more pomp and circumstance. There isn't a lot of detail. There isn't a lot of meat and potatoes really to listen to. I was a little disappointed in, I think from a national perspective, we really need to start buckling down and say, where are we going to cut spending?
Well, budgets are an issue on a national level and here in the state level. I watched a panel on Fox News this morning of about 30 folks who were giving their opinions not only about Barack Obama's speech, but about the Republican and Tea Party rebuttals. And you get the sense from these folks that politicians still don't get we're in trouble, and they seem to think that the American people want spending stopped and budgets aligned. Do you think that you and your constituents get that?
I think our caucus, the Republican House caucus, gets that. We have 40 new members, and those members all went door to door for probably an entire year. And I went door to door with a lot of them, no matter what, Sault Ste. Marie, Ida, Michigan, Kalamazoo area, Portage, no matter where it was. And I heard the exact same story. Tony, it was amazing. Paul, I don't have any more money. Government has to find a way to get by on less.
All right, so you've got all these new folks, and you told me it takes a little bit of time to get anointed with what's going on. The basic questions, talk about that conversation we had.
Well, what we've tried to do is put together more of an intensive training program. Term limits is really set in. You know, it's interesting. People say we have career politicians in Lansing. No, we don't. We have 61 complete new members, 21 Democrats and 40 Republicans. And we've put together a program really trying to bipartisan, so that, you know, Republicans and Democrats are in the same room. And they've had about 40 hours of training on how to do a bill, how to work with House Fiscal, how to work with the legal division within the House of Representatives, how a committee works, the proper protocol, let's say, within a committee, how to do an amendment. We had a mock session on the House floor to see how session actually operates and what goes on. And then a lot of it is just introducing people to people so they know who they have to work with.
You are talking about how some folks will say, well, who's that and what does he do? Well, that person can do that. And the response would be, oh, he can.
Yes. And we're resources and who to talk to and what's available to assist you to get things done.
All right. What's at the top of the list right now for Paul? What are you going to be working on?
Well, I chair the Transportation Committee in the House. And so the governor announced in his State of the State that he supports the DRIG. So since that day, 1 week ago today, I've had probably a couple hundred phone calls from media around the country asking about the DRIG, asking about the bridge, and some of the details with that. So that'll be one of the issues. But then I also serve on insurance, regulatory reform, the Energy Tech Committee, and health policy. So there'll be a lot of things going through all of the committees. Regulatory reform, probably a lot of the changes the governor is looking for will go through Representative Hugh Crawford's committee.
Okay, let's talk about the bridge. It seems to be a no-brainer. If you got this federal money and you have money from Canada, what's going to be the holdup?
What happens with the bridge is it's always more than just the bridge. When you read the legislation, there's a lot of other things that the department would be looking for, and by that I mean MDOT, a lot of other powers to bypass the legislature that the legislature has not supported.
And they like
would, what they're really looking for in last year's session, they created what they call, or they wanted to create, instrumentalities of government, where it was a set-aside type of shadow government that would have the ability to incur debt and to raise taxes and to start large projects with no legislative oversight at all. And that was something we simply could not agree to. Everyone talked about the DRIG bridge last session, but the real issue was not the bridge. We never even discussed it. We talked about you, the department, and the executive office last session wanting to bypass the legislature completely.
That doesn't seem to make any sense. Why can't we just build the bridge and let the legislation govern?
Yeah, and what we'll be looking at this session, and I think what the governor and the discussion he would like to have is, let's talk about the bridge. Let's look at the viability of having a bridge. Can it survive on tolls alone is one of the debates we need to have. We can also use toll credits from the Ambassador Bridge to make up our deficit within a transportation budget of approximately $84 million.
Can it survive on tolls alone?
Well, that's the debate. And what we're looking for is what they call an investment-grade traffic study that will really tell us whether it can survive on its own or not. We never got to that discussion last year because we were so busy dealing with some of the internal politics on the instrumentalities of government, non-compete clauses, and other types of PPP legislation or public-private partnership legislation.
Who would own the bridge? Who would operate it?
Well, and again, that's part of the discussion. Those answers have not been made clear. I would insist, and I'm looking for an agreement similar to the Blue Water Bridge, where the American side of the bridge would be completely managed, owned, and operated by the Department of Transportation and the state of Michigan.
From the conversation we're having, it sounds like the Department of Transportation wants to be a separate entity which can kind of do his own thing.
That's what was really coming out last session, and that was some of the things they were pushing for in the legislation, and I think that's what bogged everything down.
And that's probably not going to happen under Rick Snyder.
I don't think so, and I think once he looks at some of the things that are, like Senator Hopgood turned in a bill, that is very similar to what we did last session, and I don't think that'll fly at all.
Before we go to break, let's talk about insurance here in the state of Michigan, what your responsibilities are. I want to get your take. There seems to be a lot of lawsuits out there, especially flying towards Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, and I think the emphasis for the insurance committee this year, the chair is Peter Lund, is how do we work with the insurance industry to attract more insurance jobs here in mid-Michigan? There are approximately 15,000 well-paid, highly paid insurance jobs just in mid-Michigan. And we would like to be looked at the same way Indianapolis, Indiana is looked at and become one of the insurance capitals for the Midwest region.
So what do you do to make that
happen? Well, and that's what we're starting to look at, and some legislation is starting to be drafted to better attract them and to keep those companies that are currently here. That goes back to the gardening effort mentioned by the governor.